Nolte, BLM co-founder declares charitable financial disclosures triggering. By John Nolte on April 15, 2022. Patrice Cullors, a co-founder of the domestic terrorist group Black Lives Matter, said disclosing finances is deeply unsafe and triggering.
Yeah, well, if I started a so-called charity and used the millions and millions of dollars that poured in from left-wing suckers to purchase a $5.8 million Los Angeles mansion, I might also be grasping at those same desperate straws. What triggers this shameless grifter is the words Form 1990, which is the form used by the IRS that requires charities to reveal their financial activities. It is such a trip now to hear the term 990, Cullors said.
I'm, like, ugh. It's, like, triggering. I actually did not know what 990s were before all of this happened, she continued.
This doesn't seem safe for us, this 990 structure, this non-profit system structure, Cullors said. This is, like, deeply unsafe. This is being literally weaponized against us, against the people we work with.
According to the Washington Examiner, Cullors says she's been approached by countless activists who are worried that they too will soon field requests from reporters demanding copies of their 990 forms. These idiots thought they could raise million in charity and do whatever they wanted with the money? That's hilarious. Here's my favorite Cullors quote. People's morale in an organization is so important. But if their organization and the people in it are being attacked and scrutinized at everything they do, that leads to deep burnout. THAT leads to deep, like, resistance and trauma. Well, when you create a charity designed to improve the lives of black people, collect $90 million, and then spend nearly $6 million on a mansion, I can see why accountability and disclosure would bring about a little trauma. I'm sure Al Capone felt traumatized when the IRS started looking through his taxes. I'm sure Bernie Madoff felt traumatized when the SEC arrived with a warrant. I'm sure John Wayne Gacy felt traumatized when the police started digging up his crawl space. The fact that this woman collected $90 million in charitable funds and is traumatized and triggered by disclosing what that money was spent on speaks volumes. She did resign from this particular branch of the BLM terrorist group last year, but the mansion purchase was her call. She also says the mansion was a necessary purchase as a meeting place and safe haven. Let me tell you what I love about this story. First off, I love that these wicked Black Lives Matter grifters are being traumatized by reasonable and necessary laws regarding charitable disclosures. For every minute these terrorists lose sleep, an angel gets his wings. What I love even more is that the people who contributed to these terrorists now know they were fleeced. All these virtue signaling, left-wing morons, and you know most of them came from that hideous group known as college-educated white women, got played for suckers, and now they know they were played for suckers. They all deserve each other. This means that this is what you call a feel-good story. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.